Opioid addiction crisis may be on the way to recovery. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. I know I cover opioid abuse a lot. It's one of Representative Greg Walden's pet passions. But what does opioid abuse have to do with agricultural reports? It's a huge victimizer of people in rural settings. That said, Representative Walden has issued a statement after the Senate passed the Opioid Crisis Response Act of 2018. Here's Mr. Walden.
I rise today in support of H.R. 6. This is the substance use disorder prevention that promotes opioid recovery and treatment for patients and communities act. This house, the People's House, has dedicated tremendous amounts of time and energy to send a simple message to the millions of Americans impacted by the opioid crisis. And that message is help is on the way. Not only are we passing legislation, dozens of bills that will save lives, but also we want to leave no doubt in the minds of those suffering from addiction that the United States House of Representatives stand with them together. For too long, embarrassment and stigma surrounded the disease of addiction. It's time for that to change. If you're struggling with addiction, if you're fighting that invisible battle, please know that it's okay to seek help. Opioid overdoses take the lives of more than 100 Americans each and every day. 1,000 people in our country will go to an emergency room in the next 24 hours suffering an overdose from opioids.
I hate drugs and I applaud Mr. Walden.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.